Yo, what's going on, guys? It's the janitor. Well, I guess I should say the ex-janitor. I went ahead and left my position at the job that I was working at. You know, it was a good job. It was very beneficial, and it was awesome in a lot of ways. But, you know, that graveyard shift, oh, I could not do it. And also, I apologize for my sniffling and snaffling. I have a lot of allergies right now, you know? Every time I wake up in the morning, I kind of hate it just because I always have allergies. You know, but shout out the Lonely Boy Squad or the Lonely Boys Podcast. You know, them is the homies. Them is the dudes. You feel me? Nah, but last night I had a lot of fun. In the past month, I've been backstepping a little bit, and I don't like it, honestly. But I've also been moving forward, you know, and I don't know, it's honestly a hard struggle, but you know, we do this kind of thing a day at a time, almost. You know, we got both the skate guards here. You know what it is.
Hello?
What? Who's up? Shout out the podcast, bro. Jason. This is why I say fuck Jason on every one of my podcasts. I swear to God. Fuck Jason.
Say something.
I hate you. I swear to God, I hate him. No, I'm just playing. Anyways, what I did, I kind of did want to get into, I'm so sorry, babies. Did I mess up your whole vibe, schmibe, though, bro? Anyways, I don't know, kind of like in a position where I don't really like where I'm at, you know, in life. I feel stagnant. I feel like a fucking loser. I feel like I'm not progressing as fast as I should, you know, and I don't know why I'm talking about it to my podcast, but fuck it, right? Last night was definitely a good time, though. I'm not gonna lie. It was litty, like a titty. I knocked over a few pictures. Matt's parents are the best, and they make me wish I had parents. No. Anyways, it's a beautiful day outside. We're in Hercules right now, currently, and you know, it's pretty relaxing. It's a change of scenery because me personally, I don't really like to. Get out of Oakland a lot, you know? I don't really like also getting comfortable with other people's families due to just having to leave, never seeing them again, past things, you know? I'm not gonna lie, I did drink a little bit this morning, but that's okay. It's only 11:04 in the morning, you know, what do you do? Never mind, I'm not going to talk about that today. I have been making a lot of good bonds and friendships with people that I do appreciate, and I do cherish those moments and times and lessons that I have learned from those new people, you know? Everything recently is definitely prepare me for something more serious very, very soon. I have to move out of my house by November 18th. I have to find somewhere stable and concrete, you know, no matter what. And I don't know. I'm kind of stressed out about it a little bit, you know. But I already know what it is. I'll always make sure I'm okay. You know what I'm saying? I did get a new job. Prior to quitting from being the janitor. But I'm not too happy with my life, I guess. I don't know. I mean, I'm okay, obviously. Mentally, I'm okay, for sure. You know? I got weed for that. Dabs for that. But I don't know. I guess sometimes I just don't feel as confident as I know I should be. Because this world is heavy, you know? And a lot of things go right over my head, slip through my hands, and I hate it. And I'm trying to be what Jason, even though I talk a lot of shit, yes. Even though a friend of mine always tells me to be less angry. And I hate that he says it. I do, honestly. But it's a good point and factor. I have to let go of a lot of things that I haven't let go of yet. And I need to move forward, you know? There's certain things that I have put my heart onto, and I don't know if I should move forward. I don't know how, I guess I should also say. But I don't know. Who cares? Whatever. Anyways, it's another beautiful Sunday day. We have Jason sitting on the couch in Matt's house looking at Matt. And he has a really ugly, stupid face. And I hate him. And then his blanket is stupid too. Matt's alright. That's my boy. His parents, uber cool. This sun out here right now, whoo-wee, it is blazing. It's a little, I was going to say nippy, but that's not, it's definitely not the right word for it. It's hot. I've went to Yosemite recently with a lot of these new people that I've been hanging out with, and that was a healing experience, you know? It was fun. And this new group of friends I do love and appreciate a lot. You know, they mean a lot to me. You know what I'm saying? And they're making me realize that I do need to step out of that zone from where I was. You know, no disrespect to those who I have been friends with, but you... not everyone, obviously. You know who you are when I say this, if you're listening to this. When I say you were a toxic person in life for me. There's a couple other friends that I don't really want around me anymore, but I guess it's inevitability that they have to, you know, because the kind of bond and friendship that we've made. But it's also very annoying, you know, but that's all right. I'll handle it. I'll figure it out. I will progress and move forward, you know. Sometimes slow and steady wins the race, right? I just had an epiphany. No, I'm not going to mention what that epiphany was, but I don't know exactly where I'm going with this, but I just know today's a nice day. I have a lot of stress in my heart, but it's not a lot of, there's nothing too major, you know, for me to be sitting here like, oh, no. But there are some things that I need to, some baggage, I guess I should say. Some baggage that I definitely need to let go of. And I guess I'm kind of not scared to let go of it, but I'm kind of, it's been with me for so long, I'm kind of like, I don't want to drop this baggage on anybody else who's climbing this same mountain that I am behind me. It'd be unfair and wrong, but what's my problem is my problem, and you know, it may not be someone else's, which I get. I don't know. I'll have to move out of my house by November 18th. Man, I've been slipping on staying on a podcast. I'm gonna for sure stay on top of this now that I got an iPhone. I got an iPhone. So, you know, new phone, who this? I'm acting brand new. Nah, but it's the janitor. One second. Anyways, you know, a little bit ago, I kind of stepped out of character. I was out of pocket-ish, and it made me get suspended from my job. I did not get fired, but I quit, but like an ignorant asshole, like an ignorant fuckboy, I quit. You know, I have another job set up, but this job is a little shaky. It's not shaky, but it's just, you know, it's through an agency, and I have to go through this and that, and hoops and bats, and it's just kind of like, damn it, I shouldn't have quit my job, especially right when I'm about to have to move out. The reason why I have to move out is because this new house that I was at was only a temporary spot. You know, and me and a couple other friends that I won't mention are thinking about moving out into an actual home. Like a rent-to-own home, you know? And we're all pretty much ready except for me. Unfortunately, and I hate to admit it, but I'm not ready. Well, financially, everything else, yes, 100%. And I've already made the cold hard decision of going broke, damn near starving, while I save my money. You know, and people are probably gonna say, you don't have to go broke, you don't have to starve. Obviously, I'm not going to, but I will be on a very low budget line, you know. There's just, you know, a lot of different things that I have to face and I have to handle immediately, you know. My brother got in a motorcycle accident recently, and that wasn't fun to deal with, you know. He is 100% okay by this point, you know, but I really just downloaded the podcast this morning so I can express, I can speak, I can think to self out in the open, I guess. There is a friend of mine, I guess. All right, whatever. There's a friend of mine who is in a certain situation to where. Okay, all right. So to where she likes a guy, but he has a boyfriend. Or, I'm sorry, a girlfriend. got a couple shots this morning. LOL. He has a girlfriend, and she feels like maybe they want to dance, but they can't, obviously, due to both of their restrictions on both their sides. I forgot to mention, yes, this other person is kind of intimate with another individual. And she doesn't know how to go about it. She wants to move forward, but isn't fully committing into doing it, you know? Who cares? Whatever. If you have any comments or thoughts, get to me about it. If you have any comments or thoughts ever about any of my podcasts, get to me about it. If you want to be, you know, featured on my podcast, let me know. Because I definitely do need new features, more than just Jason and Chewy. Or this snack bar attendant. But that's the homie, though. He's cool. That's the homie, though. What? Anyways,
good breakfast, guys.
Thank you. Anyways, I am signing out. I will catch you guys around. It's the janitor. Nah, honestly, though, it's the factory guy now. So, you know, get to me about it.
Okay. Probably gonna get attacked by a beast.
I appreciate it. Thank you.